The bug is in the Alfred Duma municipality at the Ladysmith Town Hall. So in front of the town hall, there are two flagpoles. Mm-hmm. The flagpole on your right, when facing the town hall, has the municipality flag on it. The bug is at the base of this flagpole.
You have found the bug.
Yes! Whoa!
Hey, it's Mike V, and the first bug of season two has been found. Let's see how Gregory used his audio detective skills to win a share of R250,000.
This is Bugged.
Gregory, 25,000 Rand richer and the first winner for 2024's Bug Season on East Coast Radio. Tell me how good you're feeling right now, Greg.
Oh, I feel so good. It's really needed. Comes at a good time.
Tell me why. What is it about this moment that you could really use that share of 250,000 Rand?
Well, I think like most people, I've got car problems at the moment. And okay. Also, I've just had a newborn, so there's some anesthesiologist fees that need to be paid.
Well, congratulations twice now. It's been a big year for you. you had a baby, now you've won Bugged. It's awesome.
Yes.
I have done my best to stay away from all the information around Bugged. I haven't heard any of the clues because of this exact moment. I wanted to speak to you with a fresh perspective, Gregory, so I can then see how the winner of Bugged and their mind works. Okay? I'm going to open up an envelope that's been handed to me. Can you hear it? You hear that? That's an envelope. It's full of piece of paper. I'm going to open this thing up, right? And then you're going to talk me through your process of winning. This is the last audio you heard right before you won the bug this afternoon. This is it right here. I mean, I can hear cars. Maybe the sound of some workmen. I think I can hear grinding there. Brakes. But how one uses that to decipher the clues and ultimately find the Ladysmith Town Hall is beyond me. So, Greg, when you heard that, did it confirm anything for you? What did you notice during the process of listening to the bug?
I think the cars just confirmed that it was definitely on a main road in the city. It was definitely a very busy road.
Have you spent much time in Mnambithi or Ladysmith?
Not too much. I've gone through it quite a few times, but haven't spent too much time there.
Okay. So let's open up the envelope, and I'm going to now, for the first time ever, see these clues, and then we're going to work backwards. The first clue was on East Coast Breakfast on the 2nd of September, that being yesterday morning, right? Yeah. And the clue was, at a place where the town's decisions are made, beneath your signal, your search will be paid. So obviously, the fact that it refers to the town hall, did you pick that up immediately or was it only later on?
Yes, that was immediately a town hall.
Did you think like Durban Town Hall or what?
Yeah, I just thought in general. And then only when I looked at the second clue, I thought more about it.
Tell me about that, because the second clue was Robin 64 to 74. What happened there?
So when I saw Robin, the way it starts, I definitely thought Robin Island.
Yes.
And then the Googling started. And then I found that when you search it, you come up with this guy called Neville Alexander, who was in Robin Island as well. And he actually wrote a book about his time there between 1964 and 1974, the exact. So that got me searching this guy up at, and I couldn't find anything because he's based in Cape Town.
Okay.
And then some reason I found on the presidency website this Alfred Duma, and when I Googled him, Alfred Duma Municipality, KZN came up, and that's when I knew it has to be a town hall in that municipality.
That is so sharp. The next clue was then a blurred picture. You might have seen that. And then we had the word scramble, and I'm reading it here. MITHIUNAMB. That, from my first glance, I can't quite piece this together. Did you get anything from this?
So that, because I was looking at a Google image of the town hall.
Okay.
And the city is Mnambithi. And when I saw that and I saw this word, I was like, confirms where I am at.
Yes, okay. That is really, really sharp. There was another word scramble. This one's a bit easier, I think. LHTONWLA. That would have been town hall. Did you get that pretty quickly?
Yes, that was quite quick.
Oh, my word. Now, just a few minutes ago, you would have heard this. In the town where courage never bends, look where the flag of the people's friends ascend. Do you know what the nickname of Alfred Duma was?
I'm assuming the people's friend.
It was the people's friend. I'm just reading this right now for the first time. And then guiding it to the flagpole. So before you heard that clue, you were pretty much certain you knew where it would be, right?
Yes, I kind of had it because of that blurred image. It had almost, you could see the flagpole in the image.
Okay.
And you can see it from the right-hand side. So I already had the idea of that flagpole on the right-hand side.
Gregory, earlier on today, there was a frame put up in the vicinity of the bug. And that means that people were pretty much alerted to exactly where it was. But the specificity of your answer was key. When someone wants to take part in bug going forward, they want to be the second or third or fourth or maybe even 100th winner of the bug 2024. Tell me about how specific you need to be to get it right.
Oh, you need to be very specific. I mean, I learned from last year when there was that one in Richards Bay Yacht Club. I was there, but I wasn't specific enough. So this year I knew I had to find an exact location, like exact to the T.
Well, Gregory, you can breathe a massive sigh of relief because you've managed to do it despite the odds being against you. I mean, when I've listened to the bug, I thought to myself, there's no way anyone's getting this. And it took you just over a day and a bit. So congratulations. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
And the next time you drive past Nombiti, think about the time you won bugged, huh?
Yes, I will. I'll definitely have to visit the town hall and the siege museum that I learned about while Googling.
It's true. It's got an amazing history, Ladysmith. It's an important place. If you go back to South African history, it's been an important place for agriculture, for industry, and for history. So we're very proud of it. You know, go past the town hall, get on your knees, give the floor a kiss to say, thank you for helping me win bug, yes?
Yes, 100%.
Well then, Gregory, have a great day further. And it's been great to have you on East Coast Radio, and it's been great to see
you
win the bug,
much. Okay? Thank you very much.
We'll chat to you soon. That is Gregory, who is the first winner of the Bugged Season 2 in 2024. Who will be the next person to win their share of 250,000 Rand? Only time will tell. Tune into East Coast Radio. Chances to win all day with East Coast Breakfast, Carol Ofori, Danny Gaselli, and Stacey and Jay Spool.
You have found a bug and won 25,000 Rand.